I hope you tuned in or are continuing to tune in right now, because you know you are going to hear talented youth, and indeed you are in this hour. And here at the Saturday Light Brigade, we are going to begin with a pianist. She is in ninth grade at Pittsburgh. Kappa is 14 years of age. You're going to hear several selections from her, and we'll meet her after she plays her first. Here is Nora Gruber. Nora Gruber, and I just am about to put a short little video of her up on social media so you can take a look at SLB Radio. What did you just play? That was beautiful.
Thanks. I played the Allemande from Johann Sebastian Bach, French Suite No. 3. And Bach was probably one of the most influential Baroque composers. And during his time, there wasn't any modern pianos yet, so he used a harpsichord, which didn't have the dynamics that a piano has today. So there's a lot of different interpretations one can have today. And the Allemande is part of a suite, so it's a collection of dances that nobles dance to.
Tell me a bit about yourself, what you like to do in addition to music, and also your experience with music.
I go to Kappa, so everyone has a major, and I do visual arts, so I really enjoy drawing in addition to piano. And I started piano when I was around 5, But even before that, I was born in Vienna, and when I was 2 or 3, I joined this Eurythmics class where we would like dance to music. So I think that's where I really started enjoying music. And a lot of people in my family, like my parents play violin and my brother plays cello. So I definitely grew up around a lot of music too.
How old were you when your family came to the United States?
I was 5. Yeah.
You must have very strong memories of Vienna. Do you get back there very often?
Not that often, but my grandparents live kind of near there, so yeah.
And you mentioned drawing, visual arts, and I know your work has been at Manchester Craftsmen's Guild, even in the chamber at City Hall here in the city of Pittsburgh, and Carnegie Museum of Art. That's pretty pretty amazing. Is this your first year at Kappa?
No, I've been there since 6th grade.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. So kids start a little later, and the transition can be hard. How would you describe, some people don't know, Kappa is the Creative and Performing Arts, Kappa, High School in Pittsburgh Public Schools. How would you describe it to people that have never been there?
Well, basically, you apply for a field, there's music and drawing and writing and theater, and in the morning or the afternoon, you have several hours of working on that with your classmates who are also in that field. And it's definitely a really cool experience because you're surrounded by a lot of people that are passionate about the same things that you are passionate about.
And there's also a lot of academic rigor for all of the other subjects that one would normally get exposed to in school. After your next song selection, I want to talk a little bit about folks you may wish to thank, but I think it would be wonderful to hear from you first. And before I ask you to identify what you are about to play, I want to encourage you as you listen, if you have a message for Nora Gruber that you would like me to pass along, you can text it to us at 412-200-5975, 412-200-5975, and I'll make sure we pass it along to her. So next is a piece by Mendelssohn.
Yeah, it's called Rondo Capriccioso. And Felix Mendelssohn was a romantic composer, and he was actually a child prodigy. He composed most of this piece when he was 15, which is only a little older than I am now. So this piece is composed of two main parts, and the first part is more lyrical, and the second part is a rondo, which means there are many recurring themes and patterns.
Thank you.
Nora Kruber, and that was majestic. And as you pointed out, hearing the combination of a lyrical piece and then one that is a little less so, a little bit more dramatic, is really fun to listen to that. How do you choose what you play?
Well, often my teacher gives me like a list of pieces and I listen to them and I choose them. But that piece in particular was very special to me because there's a recording by a young pianist called Tiffany Poon that I really like, and I used to just put it on loop and listen to it. So, yeah.
I'm glad you shared that. Speaking of teachers, I was curious if there is anybody you would like to thank or acknowledge for support during your journey.
Yeah, definitely my teacher, Ms. Luz Manriquez, for all the support you've given me over the years, and also the Pittsburgh Concert Society for these amazing opportunities, and my family for like having a house where there's so much music, especially my mom for practicing with me, and maybe also my dog for howling along when I practice.
And what's your dog's name?
Bachi.
It's good to have a little fun together. Well, we have time for your last piece that you'll play, but we won't be talking after that. Is there anything you would like to say that I haven't asked you about or that you were hoping to say?
I really like piano as a way of communication. So I think it's an amazing way to tap into both the composers and the performers and the audience's feelings. So I hope that the people that are listening feel a bit of my joy and the composer's joy while playing.
Thank you. That's so well stated. Nora Kruber is a ninth grader, 14 years of age, at Pittsburgh Kappa. What is your final piece for today?
My final piece is Gargoyles No. 3 by contemporary composer Lowell Lieberman. And it was composed not too long ago. And gargoyles are these like grotesque kind of statues under like medieval buildings that run, that help the rainwater go away from the building. And this piece is very like eerie and mysterious.
Once again, here is Nora Kruber. simply beautiful, Nora Gruber. And you can learn more about activities at the Pittsburgh Concert Society by going to their website, which we've linked to, pittsburghconcertsociety.org.